This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
Hi, this is Kate, and I'm here at the Southeast Leather Fest, also known as SELF. And Kinky Cast is cornering all sorts of interesting kinky people. And right now, I am talking to Orange.
Hi.
Now, Orange, explain to me exactly why Orange?
Honestly, when I started online, mm-hmm. it was the fruit.
Okay.
Difficult to get into.
But juicy on the inside?
Worth the effort. And so it's just been through personal growth and actually becoming active in this thing that we do that I've found that there's so many different meanings and they all fit. So.
Okay. Makes sense. And certainly more original than Slut for You 2978.
That one was taken.
Yeah. I tried for that one too.
Right, and I was devastated when they said that I could not have the slut. So I just said, fine, I'll be Orange.
Okay. So you're here itself. Is this your first event or 10,000th?
It is not my 10,000th. Can I lie and say it is my first event? And I have a lot of cherries that I need popped and helpful people to pop them.
Okay, yes. We're not opposed to being used as a cruising mechanism.
Excellent, okay. Because I use all methods available.
A woman after my own heart. Okay, but seriously.
This is, SELF is my home mm-hmm. con. Mm-hmm. This is the only con that I won't teach or volunteer or whatever. This is my 5th SELF.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this thing for 9 years. 3 years in, I was looking for something and I had a friend say, hey, we're going to Atlanta, and you should come with us. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Because if you say, okay, cool, whatever, you have a lot of great experiences. So I paid my little admission fee, and I had no clue exactly what I was getting into. And I walked in to SELF and tons of education opportunities and tons of relationship opportunities. And by relationships, I mean, you know, I met people that I still consider my closest friends, and I might not see them except for once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are my family. I was stupid. I was like 32 the first time I came to SELF, and I had people, hey, Orange, you haven't eaten today. Yes, I have. No, you haven't, because we've seen you go from class to class to class. So here, take this hotel key and go make a sandwich now. And that's what SELF is. And so that was my introduction to leather as opposed to BDSM. And that's what I've tried to promote for the last 7 years.
Okay. Now, so you're local here?
No, I'm actually out of Charlotte.
Out of Charlotte, okay. Obviously, you mostly enjoy the connection with people here.
Right.
Was there a particular educational aspect that you were looking forward to exploring this year? They've tried a lot of new things, the minute mentoring, the design.
I was excited about the minute mentoring. I feel like that is the most brilliant thing that Lady Catherine could have ever done. You get to a point in your BDSM career. And you're like, fuck, I don't want to go to another 101 flogging just so you can tell me, hey, why don't you do XYZ and it'll be great. And so you have all these people that are like, oh, okay, you know how to stick needles and you know how to do zippers and you know how to do this. Great, here's one more step. And you're not sitting through an hour and a half
right.
for that step.
Right.
So the Minute Mentors was brilliant.
Okay. And I guess I should ask, what do you consider yourself? How do you identify? Just an orange?
I'm an orange. The last couple of years, I've tried to remove all labels.
Okay.
Because if I'm not fucking you or playing you, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And you are what other people see you as.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can say I'm a master. I can say I'm a slave. I can say I'm a masochist. I can say I'm a sadist. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
How people see you. So why do I need to give you the labels? You decide.
Well, I'm finding it really interesting when I ask people that because I learn so much more. Because some people will pop right out and say, oh, I'm a top. Oh, I'm a slut, slave. And I other people, you know, they give you a very thoughtful why they reject the use of those.
Right.
So
and it's so funny because if I'm pushed to identify, it's I'm a top, I'm a straight top. And one of my relationships can fit that mold in every other relationship that I have. They're like, okay, can you explain that one or that one? So it's just like, you know, fuck it. Leave it alone.
Okay, so what did you do last night? Did you party till dawn with everybody else that was You had a good time. Is that?
I was drinking margaritas in my room on my balcony with one of my oldest and dearest friends.
Okay.
And we were, you know, just chilling and chatting and catching up.
That's
so
great.
It was a very chill, mellow night. I hit on somebody, and that was fun to flirt a little bit.
Yeah.
But this has been just a very chill con this year.
Well, good. So. Yeah, you can find everything here. There have been some people that were stumbling around this morning with their eyes barely propped open that I feel that they probably were working pretty hard last night.
Well, see, what happened was I brought people with me that understand the need for coffee. And so I'm fortunate enough that they have brought me coffee, so I haven't had to stumble.
Okay. Well, that's good. I appreciate your talking to us. So you're going to be here next year, too, for the 20th.
Absolutely. Looking
forward to the blowout for the 20th anniversary?
You know what? I was really concerned with how self was going to go this year with all the changes. And I'm so excited about the changes that I can't wait for next year.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Excellent.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest Extravaganza, click on your back button.